Some people are blessed with an innate caring and loving nature, and others of us have to work at it. Regardless of whether it comes naturally to you or not, Jesus modeled the love of a servant's heart that we are to follow when he washed the disciples' feet. In John chapter 13, verse 14 through 17, it says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one that sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Think about the attributes of a willing servant. One who puts the needs of others before their own. One who looks for ways to help others. One who is not ashamed to lower themselves while at the same time lifting up another. The list can get quite long, but it all comes down to love and selflessness. Jesus modeled it for us as he reminded us that no servant is greater than his master. So if he, our master, would do this for us, shouldn't we serve others as well?
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Jesus is our master, our God, and our Savior. He washed the feet of the disciples. He did this as an example of what we are to model. I encourage you to look for ways to serve others, even if it comes at your own expense. That is what Jesus did for us, and that is what he is calling us to do for others.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.